that says v'chayikah amah, that means the yisay, the bottom part was one amah, v'yama reichet was an amah wide, u'gvula el svasa, going around the sides of it, sabiv went around zeros, zeros echad. The zeh gav ha-mizbeach, that was like the gav of the top, the top of the mizbeach. Now, what does the pasuk mean, chayikah amah? Zeh yisay, that was the yisay of the mizbeach. And this was made out of five tefachim. Zeh yisayid. Then Amar Reichiv, Zeh Seidiv, that's the Seidiv, the one around the Mizbeach. Or Gvura El Svasa, what does that mean? The one around the side of it. That means Saviv, Zeros Echad, and the Kronos. Those are the Kronos, those are the corners of it. Zeh Gav HaMizbeach, Zeh Mizbeach Hazav, that means the Mizbeach Hazav. So what's the Machlokes over here? That Rav Meir Savar Zehu B'Yamas Bat Chamisha. Only these kelim were measured an amah of five tefachim. Mashma kol amas kelim b'yamah b'ashesh. But all other kelim, what was the yamah? The yamah was made out of six tefachim. That's Rav Meir Shita. If you discover no, kezeh yehi kol amas kelim, just like these kelim, the measurement of the yamah was five tefachim, he holds all the kelim, the mizbeach was the same thing. All the measures for the kelim of the mizbeach were made out of the five tefachim. So that's Pshan the Machlokes from Meir and Reb Yehuda. The Meir says all the Yamas and the Mikdash were made out of six Tefachim. Only the Mizbeach Hazov and the Keren the Yisayiv and the Yisayid, those were made out of five. And Reb Yehuda holds no, that Amas Binyin Takeh Shisha Tefachim. But all the Amas of the Keren were all five. We're all out from this Pesach. So that's a shout of this Pesach, but after only these Keren. Or no, Reb Yehuda holds, it's not only these Keren, but all Keren was the same way. Or Kalim, the Yamah was five Tefachim. Now the Gemara says, Kosalka Daituch, we thought to say, Kosalka Daituch, Mi Yisayid, Fi Yad Seiviv, Bi Yamah Basay. That it says here, V'cheiku Amah, which you said before, that means the Yisayid, that is Amah of five Tefachim. So how many words the Yisayid means, that the Yisayid, the Yad Seiviv, from the bottom of the Mizbeach, the Yisayid, until the Seiviv, all those Amas were made out of Amas of five Tefachim, the Geva. In other words, we saw Pshan the Pesach was, the Cheik HaAmah, and the Yama Reichiv, we said before that the Cheik means the Yisayid, and the Reichiv means the Seiviv, so from the Yisayid, the bottom of the Mizbeach upwards, until the Amah of the Yisayid, all those Amas were made from Amos Abbas, Chamisha, five Tefachim. His Salomon says, V'may Cheiku Amah, V'yama Reichiv, what does the Pesach mean to say, the Cheiku Amah, the Yisayid, and the Amah Reichiv, the Seiviv, Hochikom, this is what the Pesach means to say, in Yecheskel, that Micheiku Amah, from the Yisayid, the Yad Reichiv, the Amah, and until the Seiviv, that goes around the center, the middle, or the Mizbeach, the middle height, was Bas Chamisha, was all Amos made out of five Tefachim. Samar says, let's see. Greva HaMizbeach Kamehevei, how tall was the whole Mizbeach from the bottom until the top after Amos? The whole thing was 10 Amos tall. The Rashi says, there's already having Gemon Zvachim, that says, Allah Mishkan del HaMizbeach, that we darish in Ma Mishkan was Eser Amos, Orech HaKerish, after Mizbeach also was Eser Amos. And so it should come out, Shish, B'nei Chamisha, six Amos, the first six Amos of the Mizbeach was made out of five Tefachim, V'yabor B'nei Shisha, and the top four Amos of the Mizbeach, that was made out of an Am of six Tefachim apiece. Because up until the top of the Seiviv were six Amos, and then you have three Amos until the Keren, and then the Keren itself was one Am, that's how you have ten Amos. Samar says, if so, Mizbeach Kami Hevi, how many Tefachim was the height of the Mizbeach? Chamishim V'yavor, it should be 54. 54 Tefachim, that's how tall the Mizbeach was. So 6 times 5 is 30, and 4 times 6 is 24. So together that's 54. Talgu the Mizbeach Kami Hevi, how tall was half of the Mizbeach? Hevi Esrim V'sheva, it has to be 27 Tefachim. Now, Mikronos, the Yad Seviv, from the Keren until the Seviv of Kamehevi, how much was it? Esrim v'yabor, it was 24 tochim. Rashi says, because the goyva of the keren until the seviv was 4 amos, and those amos were made out of 6 tochim. So 4 times 6 is 24. So it comes out from the keren until the yisaid, from the top keren until the yisaid, was 24 tochim. Kama botzim atagid mizbeich. If so, how far off is it from halfway of the mizbeich? Kilesa. It was only 3 tefachim away from the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That's where the Seivev, at the top of the Seivev, was 3 tefachim above the halfway of the Mizbeach. It's now known like this. Chutshel Sikra, like a red line, Chodre went around the Mizbeach, Biemsa, in the middle of the Mizbeach, in the middle of the height of the Mizbeach, they had a red line going across. To know exactly where the dividing point is, that certain domim has to have the zrika on top, the top half of the mizbeach, and some dom has to have the zrika on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So the yusta comes out that the chut hasikra was 3 tefachim below, underneath the seiviv. If so, elohor d'tanya, that they will learn. Kabi oyla seif, when you bring a korban or oyla seif, a bird for an oylam, used to go up the kevis, used to go up the plank. And finally, the Seviv, when he was halfway up, he went on to the Seviv that goes around the Mizbeach. And according to now, the Seviv was 3 tefachim above the Chut HaSikra. And it says, the Bongo, he came, he walked, Lekera and Jeremus Mizrach, as he walked to the south, east side. Or Melech Ezraish, he made a Malika on the, with the head of the Eif, Mimul Opa in the back of it, the way he's supposed to. Or Mavdul, and he divided the head in half. He squashed, he's pressed the blood out of the head on the side of the Mizbeach. Now it says, in this he's supposed to do on the top part of the Mizbeach. And it says here, if he did this underneath his feet, even one arm is still his kshero. So, only one. Does it one arm underneath his foot, still his kshero. The question is why? If he does the one armor below, so one armor is a good 5 tefachim, so it's at least 5 tefachim below the seviv, which is below the chut hasikra. If so, he's putting this oila seif that's supposed to be in the top part of the chut hasikra, he's putting it now a good 2 tefachim below the chut hasikra. If you say you put it in armor below the Seviv, still it's kosher, and according to our Cheshbin, the Seviv was only 3 tefachim above the Chut HaSikra, and the Amo is 5 tefachim. So it comes up, you put it 5 tefachim down below the Chut the Seviv, you are 2 tefachim below the Chut HaSikra. So how could it be kosher? So our Cheshbin is wrong. So most of the end of the Pshan, the Pesach is like this, I tell you. Chei Ka'amo, that says the Chei Ka'amo, and means Kenisa Amo. It doesn't mean the height of the Seviv, but rather means the Seviv, the bottom part of the foundation of the Mizbeach, true came up in Amo, and then it went in an Amo. The Kenisa, how much did it go in, that when it went up further, it went up narrower. So the Kenisa, the coming in of the Seviv, that was an Amo. And then when it says Amo Rechev, also means the Kenisa. And then when the Pasuk says Gevul El Svosa, the end of it, about the edge, Soviv, that means Kenisa Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Psalm the Pasuk is like this now. Elokula Eser Amos de Goiva Biyama Bashisha. And Rami, all the 10 Amos of the height of the Mizbeach, all those Amos were made out of Amos of 6 Tvachim. And that we say in this Pasuk here that the Amos was made out of 5 Tvachim, that's talking about the Kenisa, how much it comes in. So there were 3 indentions, 3 times the Mizbeach came in. First of all, by the Yisrael, after it came up one Amo, it came in an Amo. Then the Seviv, when you went up to the Seviv, also by the Seviv, also was indented coming in. And then also by the Kronos on top, Vyuvia Kronos, Kore Kenisa, Shekronos Vyorech, Vyorechiv. So that's what the Pasuk means. These 3 Kenises, these were the Kenisa of an Amo, Bas Chamisha. Now the Gemara says, according to this Cheshbin of so, Binyan Mizbeach Kama, like how height, how tall was the Mizbeach? It was 60 Tefachim. As you tell me now, there were 10 amas, and each amas, the height was 6 tefachim, so it was 60 tefachim tall. Now it's good. Palga the Mizbeach Kamehevi, what was the halfway of the height of the Mizbeach? That was Tzlosin. So the Chut HaSikra went around by 30 tefachim, the height. Kamehevi Tzlosin. Now Mikronos V'yad Seiviv, from the Karen, the top Karen, until the Seiviv, those was 4 amas. Kamehevi, how much was that? That was Chav Dalid. It was 24 tefachim. So 6 times 4 is 24. 4 amas times 6. Kama brought to the Pagod the Mizbech Yisrael, how much down is it from the Seidev until the Chut HaSigra? Shisha, it was now 6 tefachim, so it's very good. It's none we learned. Emos lamatam ragla, filu amachas is ksheira. That if the Kohen was standing on top of the Seidev, which was 1 amma above, 6 tefachim above the Chut HaSigra, so if it put the dam even 1 amma below, that's the mamma just by the Chut HaSikra, it's still the Yitzah. So Kitzah now comes Agud the Cheshbin of the height of the Mizbech. So Moses says now, B'maya Kimta, what are you putting Pshan the Pesach though? And it says, V'chei Kha'amma though, we're talking about the amma of 5 tefachim. The Chnisa, we're talking about when the amma comes in. For the Moral Mimotis Mukmuslo, the Chnisa, the Pesach, the Pesach means by the Yisoid. Not the height of the Yisoid. But when the Yisoid starts to go in, for your Tanam, not like this. Mizbeach ha-yishloishim u'shtayim ha-shloish u'shtayim. The Mizbeach itself was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. Olo Amo, so how do you have this? The Amo, the Mizbeach went up one Amo, that's the Chur of the Seiveth, the Yisoid. For Kornas Amo, then it came in an Amo. Zer Yisoid, Nimtza comes out, shloishim al-shloishim. The Gemara is, according to this Cheshbon Do, that the Kenisa was only 5 tefachim, and so it should have been shloishim u'shnei tefachim heavy. Should have been 30 by 2 tefachim. Means 30 and 2 tefachim by 30 and 2 tefachim. Because out of those 2 amas that you want to say it went in 1 am on one side, 1 am on the other side, it only went in 5 tefachim. And we're talking about now 6 tefachim. So it should have said it's 30 and 2 tefachim. That's one question. Secondly, it says Olochamish, then the Mizbeach went up 5 Amos, then by the Seiviv was the Konas Amos, then again it came in 1 Amos. Zero Seiviv, that's the measurement of the Seiviv. Nimtza comes out on top of the Seiviv was Esru Mishmoina, it was 28 Amos by 28 Amos, another times 2 Amos were taken off. So same thing was the question, Esru Mishmoina v'yabot tefachim, as it should have been 28 and 4 tefachim. Because the going in is only 5 tefachim, not 6 tefachim. So you gain another 2 tefachim. Because of the chitim, maybe you want to tell me, kivan lehevi amma, lechashiv lemaka, lechashiv le, since there's only 4 tefachim, wasn't the complete amma, we don't count it. So we're still asks, makam kronos on top was amma mizeh, v'yamma mizeh. On top of the mizbeach, the keren itself took up an amma by an amma. So how much is the space in the middle of the mizbeach on top? Nimtza esru v'sheish, al esru v'sheish. The top part of the Mizbeach was 26 by 26. Now the Gemara says, no, Esrim v'sheva heavy. It should have been 27. Now together, it's 3 times these 3 extra 2 tefachim, which is 6 tefachim, which is an amma. So it's another amma. It should have said 27 by 27. So the Gemara says, le'dok enech namid. The namadayik really should have been 27, but only says 26. Now vayta mokim hulach ragle kan, even on top of the Mizbeach, where was the place that the Kanim used to walk? Amma mizeh, yamma mizeh, 1 amma on both sides, that's where the Kohen used to walk. Nimtza comes out, the middle part of the Mizbeach that was fit to put the Marochis, was Esrim v'yabu, al Esrim v'yabu. It was 24 by 24. Mokim ha-Marochis, the Gemara Esrim v'chamishav, it should have been 25, not 24. So he tell him again, maybe you tell me, Hachinam le'dok, it's not Madurik, it's not exactly. I have walked here, the person in the Cheskel says, v'yariyo shtayim esrei oirich, v'shtayim esrei reichiv. Revua. Rashi says the Horiyah means Mokim Hamarocha, the top and part of the Mizbeach, the Mokim Hamarocha, where they actually put the fire. Shebemtza Yud Beis Amar was 12 by 12. So more is the question, Yochel, I would have really thought to say that really it's only 12 by 12. Yochel Shein Melu Shtei Mesrei Ashtei Mesrei Kishom, and the Pasuk says Al Arbas, when the 4 means Revua, it was squared. They measured the middle of the Mizbeach, meaning to say it was 12 amas one way and 12 amas the other way. From the middle it was 12 each way. So it comes out together, it was square, the Mokam of Rokha, 24 by 24. So it's a kashra, we say now it should be 25 by 25. And here the Pasuk says, Bedeek, the Pasuk is laid dark. You can't say the Pasuk is laid dark. The Pasuk says clearly, it's only 24 by 24. So our cheshbon doesn't come out good. So Moses says, Bechita, maybe you want to tell me, Shish, Minayu, Mikora, Diamo, Daska, Misha, Maisalu? Maybe when the beginning, when it says 32 by 32 Amis, that's how wide the bottom of the Mizbeach was, it meant to include already that the Amis of Chamisha. Rashi said, maybe at the beginning, six of those Amis were Amis of five Tvachim, and therefore really, the Rashi says, the Cheshem would be this, really was only 31 by 31. If someone's questioning, came if so, Rav Chol HaZorah, then there'll be too much space on the Azorah, in the Mikdash itself, it doesn't come out good to Cheshem. This name will learn like this, Kol HaZorah, the whole Azorah itself in the Mikdash was, HaYisarech, it was long, Meyo Shemayne V'Sheva, 187 Amis. Our record was wide, Meyo Shleshim Chomish, 135 wide. Me Mizrach Lamarav, Meyo Ushmeine V'Sheva. It was 187 the length of it. How do you have 187? It says clearly the Cheshbon. It says Mokam Drisus Ragli Yisrael was first Achar Asaram, was 11 Amis. Or Mokam Drisus Ragli Kim Ragli Kanim was also Achar Asaram, was 11 Amis. That's together as 22. HaMizbeach Shloshim Shtayim, it says clearly the Mizbeach was 32 Amis. You can't say it was 31, it says clearly it was 32. Then Ben Umam LeMizbeach Esrim Shtayim Amis, another 22 Amis. HaHichel itself was Mayamas, was 100 Amis. Achat HaSarama, Achur Beis HaKaporos, in back of the Heichel, in back of the Beis HaKaporos, in back of the Kodesh Kodoshim, was never another 11 Amis. And together you have 187. So clearly we're making the cheshbin that the Mizbech was 32 by 32, so you can't say it's 31 by 31, so the Kitzah cheshbin is off a little bit. So most of the Nechnami, Ella said like this, when the Pasuk says, Cheiko Amom, the Geiva Amo, it means the high taka, the height of the Seivik was an Amo of 5 Tvachim. Reichiv, someone says Amo, Reichiv, that's Knisa. And Vul El Svasai, Saviv. So maybe it was like this. The height of the Seiviv, the height of the Yisoid Taka was 5 Tvachim tall. Then when the Yisoid went in, Itaka went in with a regular Amo of 6 Tvachim. After it says the Reichiv, that's the Seiviv. The Seiviv went in only 5 Tvachim. And that when it says Kenisa Gvula al Svasa, that means the top of the Keren on top of the Mizbeach, means the height of the Keren was also Biyama Batei. Maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk. And then the question comes out good, like we'll see tomorrow. Alright, we'll stop here.